Just because a government is democratically elected does not mean it is immune to protest. We've been watching demonstrations and the government response in Turkey, and now the demonstrations we're about to hear about took place in Brazil. That's some of the sound from last night as tens of thousands of people took to the streets across the country, marching against government corruption and also spending on next year's Soccer World Cup, which is to be held in Brazil. The protests were mostly peaceful, although there were clashes in Rio de Janeiro and the capital, Brasilia. NPR South America correspondent Lourdes Garcia Navarro was with the crowds in Brazil's commercial capital, Sao Paulo.
Brazil has its own protest rhythm, and at least in Sao Paulo, it beats to the sound of samba. But while the demonstrations last night had a party vibe, last week, 100 demonstrators were injured after the police fired tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowds. That prompted what began as a relatively modest movement a few days ago against a rise in subway and bus fares to snowball into something larger.
We're walking down Faria Lima, which is one of the biggest and most affluent streets in Sao Paulo. Last week, there were only a couple of thousand people participating in the protests. This week, there are tens of thousands of Brazilians making their voices heard. And they say they're here for all sorts of reasons.
All the government takes all the money. We see them like with all the corruption all the time. And we, the public, don't get anything. We just got tired.
Brenda Neves is an 18-year-old waitress. She has a nose ring, a lip ring, and the Brazilian flag painted on her face. She says she may look like she's headed for a soccer match, but her message ahead of next year's World Cup is, don't come here.
People are angry because we see all the money going for the stadiums, and we don't see any money going for public transportation or the health. No World Cup here. So that's one of the things.
Her grievance, Brazil is spending billions of dollars in public money on stadiums that won't benefit the average Brazilian. While Brazil has boomed in recent years, the economy is slowing down and the cost of living is going up. Brazilians pay high rates of tax, and Sao Paulo and Rio de Janeiro are among the most expensive cities in the world. Transportation, though, is terrible, as are healthcare and schools, not to mention the high crime rate.
There's too much impunity. The police doesn't work. The violence and criminality is really high.
That's 49-year-old real estate agent Maria Lima, who came with her 17-year-old daughter and her small white lap dog.
We never protest, basically. So Brazilians are very pacific. But now we want to start something. Maybe there's something rising here.
Like many other recent global protest movements, this one also organized itself on social media. And some of the participants say they were inspired by what's happening in Turkey. 33-year-old Will Sambao was wearing a red clown's nose as he marched down the street. People are beginning to realize that the boom years are over, he says. It's not all parties, carnival, and samba. Brazil needs to focus internally now, he says. That message has been reflected in recent opinion polls. President Dilma Rousseff's popularity has plunged after the release of recent disheartening economic data. When asked what his plastic nose was meant to symbolize, Sambao tells me, "We see so many people suffer day to day and nothing changes," he says. "I feel like a clown in Dilma Rousseff's circus." Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Sao Paulo.